To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com. Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show. This portion of the program is made possible by LinkedIn.com/Carrie. You know, these days, every new potential hire can feel like a high-stakes wager for your small business. You want to be 100% certain that you have access to the best qualified candidates available, which is why you got to check out LinkedIn Jobs. It'll help you find the right people for your team faster and for free. Add your job as well as the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile, and that'll spread the word that you're hiring. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and perhaps hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. They help you find the candidates worth interviewing. In fact, did you know every week nearly 50 million job seekers visit LinkedIn per week? Join us and post your job for free today at LinkedIn.com/Carrie, or as always, you can find the link by going to rmworldtravel.com and looking under sponsors. My guest is Jeff Greenwald. He's a podcaster, a prolific writer of travel magazine articles, and author of 9 books, including one titled 108 Beloved Objects. Now, this book was first published in 2021 as a limited edition of 200 copies, and it's sold out, but it's available with print on demand from Amazon.com. Jeff, welcome to our Write Stuff segment. When you put together this book, you'd spent 4 decades traveling the world, and along the way, you collected a whole lot of stuff. You'd also lived as a single guy in an Oakland apartment for 30 years, I imagine. Therefore, speaking personally, you had a lot of stuff in that apartment. And I don't mean just baseball caps from different cities or key rings, but stuff that's important to you. And at some point, I know from your book that you looked around and thought, there's a lot of stuff. So this book tells a brief tale about 108 objects, all of which receive full-page photos, that, as you write, offer a, quote, strange enchantment, unquote, to your soul. You first decided to choose items that fit 6 categories when you started looking around your place and deciding what to keep. What were those categories?
Yeah, well, hi, Rudy. Thanks for having me on your show. The book is divided into 6 categories of 18 chapters each. And those are travel, love, gifts, earth, moon, and stars, because I'm kind of a cosmic nut, spirit, and endings. So within those 6 categories, we have a total of 108 individual stories divided into 18 per section.
All right. And these stories are told in one page next to the photograph of those items. In choosing these items, did you get rid a lot more while you were doing this process?
It was hard enough to find 108 that I was willing to really let go of, and 108 objects that had really wonderful stories connected with them. So, no, there weren't a whole lot more than that. It was a bit of a struggle to come up with 108 that I was willing to actually part with.
Oh, that's right. You not only are willing to part with them, someone who buys your book can perhaps get one of these items for free from you if they write you a letter convincing you why they should have it. Let's talk about some of these items. I am particularly impressed by the Paul Bowles, the famous author who lived in Morocco a good part of his life. You bought a silver teapot while visiting, didn't you?
Yes, I was a surprise guest at Paul Bowles' apartment for about 3 afternoons. We had a marvelous time, and he served me tea each time I visited. So after those visits, I bought a little silver teapot in the souks of Morocco, and that is the first object in the book that's being described and given away.
Just very briefly, I know a lot of people make journeys to Morocco just to meet, or made journeys to meet Paul Bowles, but you got in the door, didn't you?
I did, and it wasn't easy, but I was very respectful, and they let me in for 5 minutes. I ended up hanging out for 3 days. It was absolutely one of the most wonderful 3 days of my life.
Now, tell us about the Arthur C. Clarke ping pong balls.
So Arthur Clarke, who, of course, is the person who wrote 2001: A Space Odyssey, he and I met in 1970 when I was 16 years old after I'd written him a fan letter, and our friendship continued all through the rest of his life till he died in 2008. And he and I used to play ping pong together all the time when I visited him in Sri Lanka. He loved the game, but when I finally beat him, after decades of trying, I made him sign the ping pong balls as sort of an acknowledgement that I'd finally won. And I have those signed ping pong balls. And those are among the objects in the book.
And then there's Buzz Aldrin's moon rocket.
Well, it's actually a bottle opener moon rocket, but it reminded me of a story connected with Buzz Aldrin, who I interviewed on the 30th anniversary of the moon landing in 2009 or something. When was the 30th anniversary of the moon landing? It was 1999, Rudy.
Okay.
And I interviewed him in 1999 for Salon, and he made the incredible observation during our interview that he and Neil Armstrong felt that stranded on the moon, they had missed the entire thing. The entire global celebration when they first set foot on the moon, mm-hmm. he said, you know, we were up there, but we missed the whole thing. We didn't take part in that collective, you know, delight that humanity shared. So he had this sort of really ambivalent feeling about being the second person, one of the first two people to step out on the moon.
Well, those are three of the great 108 items. Are those three items still available, or have they been given away?
The moon rocket, the teapot, and the ping pong balls have all found their homes.
Okay. Are you keeping the silver teapot?
No, that was one of the first items to go.
Wow.
It went to a dear friend of mine named Aaron.
All right. If you'd like to see what these items are that mean so much to Jeff and maybe call one yourself, just go to Amazon.com and type in the name of the book, which is 108 Beloved Projects. Excuse me, Objects.
Beloved
108
object.
Beloved Objects. And you can buy the book right there, and you can reach Jeff. Jeff, thank you so much for joining. Appreciate it. And I admire your way of getting rid of stuff in your place.
Thanks, Rudy. You can also go to 108objects.com to take a look at the book and some of the objects.
We'll be right back.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.